Father, in the proclamation of your word, we ask that you shine your light in our minds and hearts.
天父上帝，我们借着神你自己话语的宣讲，我们求主你自己光照我们的心灵。
Give us understanding and transform us to become letters of your word.
给我们智慧见识，也能够用这样的话语继续来改变更新我们。
And lead us to follow Christ in every part of our lives by the power of your Spirit.
借着神你自己圣灵的大能，让我们在我们生活中的每一个层面，让我们能够继续来跟随我们的救主耶稣基督。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
I'm so happy to be here with you this morning.
我很高兴能够跟大家在今天在这里。
I praise the Lord and thank Pastor Wang and Pastor Tongming for arranging this pulpit exchange for us today.
让我们我也特别感谢王牧师还有崇明牧师，让我们有这样一个交换讲台的机会。
It's been a very long time since I preached in the CM service here.
我已经很久没有在中门堂讲道。
I made a bold claim several years ago that at one point I'm going to preach in Mandarin, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. So.
我曾经也有这样的梦想，能够有一天能够用中文来讲道，可能现在还没有办法实现。
Let's go to our text today. One of the reasons I choose to preach on this text is that I'm sure that we all recognize the strange and even desperate times that we're living in today.
让我们一起回到今天的经文我之所以选择这段经文，也是因为我们今天都生活在一个非常动荡、非常奇怪的这样的一个年代。
You can just think about like the coronavirus pandemic that we're still living in.
我们可以让我们想到我们现在所处的疫情。
Or you can think about the war situation in Europe that could lead to a bigger war, maybe a world war. Who knows?
在欧洲所发生的战争，也许有一天会引起。另一场世界大战。
Or maybe the extreme high inflation that we're seeing right now, or gas prices.
我们也正在经历非常高的这样的通货膨胀，我们都看到这个汽油价钱的疯涨。
And meanwhile, today, we're all sitting here as believers, gathering to worship the Lord week after week.
然而我们仍然在这里能够以一个信徒的身份，我们能够每一周都能够来敬拜上帝。
So the question is,How does our worship apply to these desperate times that we're living in?
那么我们的问题是，我们像我们的敬拜跟我们如何应用在我们所经历的这样的一个生活的年代？
And this is the question I want to answer from this passage here in Isaiah 6.
这是我希望能够通过今天在以赛亚书第六章的经文所能够回答的问题。
This passage is about Isaiah's vision and experience of the Lord in the temple during a desperate time of his life and his country.
这段经文是以赛亚先知也是在一个非常动荡、非常令人绝望的年代，他自己所经历的异象。
But little did Isaiah know what he would end up getting out of this encounter with the Lord.
那以赛亚自己可能都没有在这样的经历中想到他自己将要有什么样的收获。
So I want to give you 3 points.
今天有三个要点。
They're in your bulletin. First, a worshipper in desperate need of holiness.
我们第一点是讲到作为一个敬拜者，我们在敬拜当中应有的圣洁的这样的标准。
Second, worshipper in desperate need of mercy.
我们第二点看到，我们作为一个敬拜者，我们非常需要在敬拜中得到神的怜悯与宽赦免。
And third, worshipper with the merciful touch of forgiveness.
第三点讲到敬拜者在这敬拜当中，在神的怜悯当中被神所触摸。
Let's start with the first one, the worshipper in desperate need of holiness.
我们来就开始我们的第一点的主题。
Now, before going into this passage, I want to give you a brief background information of this story.
在我们进入这段经文之前呢，我也希望给大家一个对这段经文的背景的一个简要的介绍。
Because verse 1 says that in the year that King Uzziah died.
这段经文开始提到那当时的那一年那个年代是乌西亚王驾崩的那一年。
Uzziah lived about 800 years before Christ.
乌西亚王所生活年代大概是公元前800年。
He was one of the good kings in the southern kingdom Judah.
他是当时在犹大的所谓的南国的一个好的国王之一。
And interestingly, during his time, during his reign, a lot of very important things happened in the world.
也很有意思的是，在乌西亚王的那个时代，有很多重大的事件在世界发生在世界上。
One was that one of the greatest, worst natural disaster happened. That was the earthquake that was recorded as 8.0 Richter scale. That's really, really a massive earthquake.
史料所记载那个当时的年代所发生的一件事是这个里氏八级的大地震发生在世界上。
And also during Uzziah's reign, we had the first Olympics that happened in Europe.
那么在这个乌西亚王执政的时候，也是欧洲第一次的这个奥林匹克竞赛发生的时候。
But I find the most interesting thing is the year that Uzziah died marks the beginning of the city of Rome.
那么另外更让人欣慰的是，在乌西亚王驾崩的那一年，也是罗马作为一个城市正式开始的那一年。
And you know, from Rome, it became the Roman Empire later on, which ended up destroying Jerusalem.
当然我们也知道，那么罗马的城市的开始也带来了整个的罗马帝国的兴起而且罗马帝国最终导致了耶路撒冷的毁灭。
Of course, the Roman Empire changed the entire Western civilization.
当然，这个罗马帝国也影响了整个的西方的世界的文明。
Now, Uzziah reigned for about 52 years.
那么，乌西亚王执政52年。
That's the longest of the entire Jewish history that we know.
这可能是在这个整个的犹太这个国家历史当中的一个最长的这个执政年代之一。
I was just asking Pastor Chongming this morning, who is the longest modern Chinese rulers who rule in the 20th century?
那么我早上还在问崇明牧师，那在中国是哪一位有这个哪一位这个执政的是最长的这个执政的在20世纪。
If you were old enough to live under that regime, it was actually not more than 30 years.
如果我们都经历过的话，那个应该是不超过三十年。
And it was not instability, of course.
当然，那个执政当中也有很多的这样的不稳定的因素。
But Uzziah reigned for 52 years. Can you imagine?
当然，我们可以想象，这个乌西亚王能够执政52年吗？
It was peaceful time. He did a whole lot to make the nation very stable, politically stable, and also even expanded the boundary of Judah.
那是一个和平的年代，乌西亚王能够在带来了整个在这个犹大王国它的政治上的稳定和领土的扩张。
But all of a sudden, Uzziah died.
但是这个突然那一年，那乌西亚王就驾崩了。
If you have No American history, you have heard of the assassination of JFK, John F. Kennedy, right?
如果你知道美国的历史的话，我们也都知道这个在肯尼基总统被暗杀的那一年。
That was a shock to the entire world.
那么这是整个的是震惊世界的事件。
With all the sadness and everything.
带来很多的这样的忧伤。
But how did Uzziah die?
但是乌西亚王是怎么死的？
He was struck by leprosy, according to 2 Chronicles 26, when he entered the temple, forcefully tried to take over the priestly duty of burning incense.
他是因为得这个麻风病死的，根据这个历代志下26章，他擅自在殿中献上对神的这样的反祭，那么得到神的惩罚。
He blatantly disrespected God and his law so that God punished Uzziah and he died as a leper.
所以他当时是根本无视了神的这样的敬拜的这样的一个诫命能够所以也因此得到神的惩罚。
So this was the moment when Isaiah was given a vision of heavenly worship.
那么这个也是一个在这个时候那先知以赛亚在异象中得见天上这个属天敬拜的。
That's the moment when all the earthly stability seemed to be just poof, vanished.
那么在这样的异象当中呢，所有的这个当时的世上的 各样的不稳定和这个和动荡的因素都被放在一边了。
But though all things change, not God.
因为啊，我们的世代在变化，但是神是不改变的神。
Isaiah was given the chance to have a glimpse of heaven, the reality, the eternal reality in the midst of uncertainty.
在这样的动荡当中，以赛亚啊，在窥见到天上这样的一个永恒的啊敬拜。
This reality is not usually visible to the naked eyes.
这样的永恒中的现实是我们肉眼所看不到。
But only through this time of worship.
那么在这样的一个我们看到这样的 worship 是这样的敬拜是什么样的
？Verses 1 to 3, he says, he saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim, each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory."
我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下。遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。”
So what is God's answer to Isaiah's uncertainty in life here?
那么神在以赛亚的这样的一个动荡的生命当中给他的答案是什么？
A scene of heavenly worship of the Lord by the heavenly beings, the seraphim.
神给他答案是一个天上啊，这样天使啊敬拜的这样的一个场景。
And even the angels, these seraphim, were overwhelmed in this setting.
这样的在的这样的敬拜当中，即使是连天使和神神所造的造物，也都没有办法来承受神的这样的荣耀。
But it is exactly in this overwhelming situation of worship, God gave comfort to Isaiah.
啊，也是在这样的一个永恒的圣洁的敬拜当中，神啊带给啊以赛亚啊他的安慰。
Because Isaiah was able to see the object of worship, the Lord sitting on His glorious throne with all His glory and splendor.
因为以赛亚能够亲眼看到那他敬拜的对象。乃是天上的上帝，满有这样的荣光。
He sees that there's someone. God is really sovereign, and He is in control. Normally, He's not able to see.
他看到那平常是他肉眼所不能见的，是的一个在永恒当中掌权的上帝。
He sees who is really in charge. This heavenly King.Who's the glorious Lord Himself? Unlike, not like the blasphemous King Uzziah, who's dead.
他看到，虽然他世上的王，这个乌西亚已经入土，但是天上的君王仍然在掌权。
But exactly who did Isaiah see?
但是以赛亚到底看到的是什么？
Well, the Book of John tells us.
那么约翰福音也有告诉我们。
John 12:14 tells us this.That Isaiah says these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him.
在约翰福音第十二章第十四节，那这个使徒约翰看到说
14，
他们看到的是将要来的君王。
Well, Isaiah is basically what Isaiah saw was the Lord Jesus on His throne hundreds of years before the incarnation.
他看到的乃是荣耀的主耶稣基督，即使在他道成肉身之前几百年看到那荣耀的君王将要来。
What he saw was that King Jesus, the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the Sovereign Master of the Universe, is in control.
他看到那耶稣基督，那万王之王，万主之主。乃是掌权的神。
And so the seraphim cries out, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord Yahweh of hosts."
那我们看到当时的这个撒拉弗所呼喊的乃是圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉是那亚威，乃是耶和华，是万军的主宰。
Now, why called out "Holy, holy, holy" three times?
那么为什么这样的天使会呼叫这样的圣哉圣哉圣哉三次
The quickest answer to this is that This is the Hebrew way of repeating. When they do repetition, is to make emphasis. The more times do you do it, maximum three, the more emphasis it gives.
这也是当时在希伯来文学当中所一个强调的用来强调的文学手法，它会重复三次。
They don't have bolding or underline or italicize or anything like that, right?
因为当时的没有那样的印刷技术，让你可以把这个字体变黑或者变粗或者有横线。
But only when it comes to God, they triple it. They don't just do double like Moses or Samuel or anything like that, right?
而且我们看到这个重复不只是两次啊，像神有的时候呼叫摩西或者撒母耳的时候会重复两次，这里重复的是三次。
So this is the most important thing, holiness.
那么我们看到圣洁乃是一个至关重要的一个概念。
But holiness primarily means two things.
那么圣洁主要有两层的意思。
First and foremost, it is about God's transcendence. In other words, it is about His supremacy, how He's beyond us.
第一点圣洁的第一层的意思是指神的这样的超然的存在，神的这样的至高的存在。
And second, it is also always about God's moral perfection, His purity, His excellence.
那么第二层里面也是体现了上帝他的在道德上的这样的纯洁和这样的洁净。
But the question here is, why only call God holy here but nothing else? How about what there are other attributes of God like power or love or knowledge or truth? Why not those?
那么我们也在这里也看到，为什么这样天使没有来在这样的敬拜当中呼叫神的其他的属性，包括比方神的爱、神的恩典、神的真理等等。
Because holiness is exclusively and naturally and intrinsically associated with God only.
因为圣洁是一个在完完全全只有神他体现神的本性，他的内在的这样的属性的这样的一个概念。
Holiness is who God is essentially.
圣洁就是神自己的他的这样的他的本性的本体。
Other attributes are only made right and shaped by His holiness.
神的其他的属性都是被神的这样的圣洁的属性所塑造。
God's holiness is behind all His attributes, His other attributes.
神的圣洁的属性在神其所有其他的这样的属性的背后。
One of my professors in seminary once commented that God's holiness is kind of like the face of God.
那么我在神学院读书的时候，有一位教授他说，神的圣洁其实就好像是神的面容。
When I used to be an artist, some of you know that I grew up drawing a lot of portraits, realistic portraits of people.
也许在座的也有人知道我，因为我原来是搞艺术的，所以我原来有画过很多的有这个人的这种肖像。
And the reason I love drawing portraits is because I really think that the face of a person really captures the essence and character of the person's entire being.
因为我喜欢画肖像，因为人的这个面容人的脸是代表了人的整个的他的个性他的这个他的性格。
You know, you just can't compare the face to any other parts of your body, like your hands, your foot, or you know, your neck, whatever.
所以人的脸没有其他的任何的部分都没有办法跟这个人的面容相比，不管是你的这个肢体这个手脚等等。
But what makes up the entire person isn't just the face, isn't it? Is it?
但是神
No.
但是一个人他的整体的人当然不是只有一张脸而已。
All the parts are like all the other attributes of God.
那么这个人的各个肢体就像神的这样的神的其他的属性就好像人这种各个肢体一样。
But God's holiness captures the essence of who God is, His character.
那么在那么神的这样的圣洁就像这个面容一样，是代表了整个神的他的存在的这个实质，还有他的品格。
Which one of you, if you somebody, if you want to ask somebody to take a picture of you, say, can you just zoom into my elbow instead of my face?
你如果你要让别人给你照一张照片，你会说你就照我的这个胳膊肘。
This is why God speaks of. This is also why holiness is how God speaks of Himself. in the Bible.
那么圣经也是神如何在在这样的圣经当中来描述他自己。
God himself swears by his own holiness multiple times.
那么神在在这个圣经中多次的提到他自己的这样的圣洁的本性。
Holiness is God's representation, and only from holiness comes God's comfort, hope, stability.
圣洁是神自己的代表，也只有在这样圣洁当中，神给我们带来他的爱，他的安慰。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
desperate times and desperate situations are bound to come to life, I guarantee you.
那这种动荡的特别的年代总是会临到的。
And often they come at moments you least expect.
也许常常是在我们最意想不到的时候临到我们。
The stock market may just crash this week. Terrorists may just attack us this week.
这一周也许就是股市崩盘的时候，或者是敌人进攻的时候。
A gunman may just come into our church and start shooting.
也许一个持枪的人会来到教堂里会开始打开枪。
Some of us may find out we have terminal illness.
也许我们会发现我们得了不治之症。
All these, where do you find comfort and hope living in a world that's so fallen, so unholy, so destined to face desperate times and situations?
那么在这样的我们的自己的处境当中，这样的动荡，这样的不幸，这样的不解的这个年代当中，我们如何能在神里面找到安慰？
We find itIn the genuine worship of true God, who is holy, who is the God of comfort.
我们只有在对真正的上帝的真正的敬拜当中，才能找到神给我们带来的安慰和希望。
And this God is sovereign, and He is in control of all the chaotic things in this world.
这是一个独有掌权的上帝他的权柄执掌全世界。
Because He is holy.
因为他是圣洁的上帝。
He is transcendent and pure.
他是超然纯洁的上帝。
By God's design, we are supposed to encounter Him through our genuine worship in spirit and in truth.
神造我们乃是要让我们在这样真正的敬拜当中能够得见神的真相。
And His name is Jesus Christ.
那么神所给我们这样的代表乃是耶稣基督自己。
He is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Sovereign Master of Creation.
耶稣基督乃是万王之王，万族之主，乃是掌权的我们的君王。
So first, that was worshipper in desperate need of God's holiness.
我们第一点中，我们看到我们的敬拜当中所应当看到的、所需要的，乃是神的圣洁标准。
Second, worshipper in desperate need of God's mercy.
那么在这样的敬拜当中我们第二点所看到的是我们也非常需要神自己的怜悯。
So after witnessing the majestic worship scene with the Lord being lifted up on high with His holiness and witnessing the seraphims singing praises to Him.
那么在以赛亚看到在这样天上的荣耀的充满荣光的敬拜当中，
Now, Isaiah recognized he himself isn't qualified to utter anything to this holy God with his unclean lips.
那么以赛亚在这样的敬拜的场景当中意识到他这样的一个不洁的人是没有办法用任何的话来敬拜上帝。
Except one thing.
除了一样。
He actually uttered his own curse.
他所在嘴中说的是对自己的咒诅。
He says in verse 5,It is all over. I'm doomed, for I am a sinful man. I have filthy lips, and I live among a people with filthy lips.
以赛亚在第五节的时候提到，他说：“祸在我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。”
He recognizes his unholiness and his uncleanness.
他看到的是自己的这样的不配和自己的不洁。
And he's not the only one.
也不只是他自己。
He's just one among the entire people, a nation of unclean and unholy people, God's people.
因为他所代表的是整个的当时的不洁的神的选民，以色列民。
And so he knows he and God's people surely and justly deserve misery and judgment and ruin and punishment from God.
所以他当时所意识到的是他还有他整个的以色列的民族所是本当配得神他自己的咒诅神的审判。
So Isaiah lips trembled and confessed his sin.
所以他用颤抖的嘴唇来所说出的乃是对自己的罪的 这样的一个认罪。
I don't know about you. I don't know how many of you feel conscious when you're in front of strangers, talking with strangers.
我不知道你们在一个完全不认识的人当中是不是会非常自在的来说话。
Or somebody that you respect so much, I used to really like R.C. Sproul. Like I have imagined, like I walk into R.C. Sproul and shake his hand.
或者你想象有一个你特别尊敬的人，就好像我也有想象，我如果我能够见到这个神学家这个 R.C. Sproul，我如果见到他本人，过去跟他握手。But
what happened to me is that I would just freeze. I don't know what to say. My lips would tremble. My words would stumble. All that.
所以如果我是我自己的话。 在这样的一个场合，我一般会就自己就冻住了，这个我也这个要说不出什么这样有意义的话来。
I didn't do anything wrong against that person.
我当然没有做错什么。
I haven't offended that man.
我没有冒犯他。But
I know because that person is important.
但因为我知道这个人很重要。So
I just don't know how to react a lot of times.
所以我就不知道在这个时候，我不知道该如何来反应。Now
multiply this. 1,000 times imagining that you're facing the holiness of someone who is so beyond you.
但是如果你把这样的一个你的感受把它乘以1000倍的话来感受在神的这样的一个圣洁的神面前你的如何你会如何的来感觉。
How should you feel?
你当时你自己的感受会是如何?
Isaiah was in anguish and in dread.
那么以赛亚当时是在极大的这样的一个痛苦和恐惧当中。
He was in awe because he was made aware of that heavenly scene of angel worship because he recognized that he had offended this awesome and transcendent God.
因为他在当时这个天使的敬拜当中感到的是深深的敬畏，因为他冒犯了这位圣洁的上帝。
Because he knows that he is unclean and he is unholy.
因为他意识到是自己，他的自己是一个不洁的人。
So in Isaiah's repentance, in his confession of sin, what has Isaiah received? What did he get from this?
那么在这样的一个以赛亚自己的认罪当中，他所得到的是什么？
Salvation.
神的救恩，神的拯救。
God's merciful touch of forgiveness.
神的怜悯的这个触摸。
和神的赦免临到他。Wait a minute. Merciful touch?
No, 等一下，我们也许我们看到真的是一个神的怜悯的这样的触摸吗？
Look at the text. It looks more like a painful touch, doesn't it? A hot burning coal touching your lip?
也许我们在这个圣经里字面上看到的，也许是一个非常痛苦的经历，因为是把一个烧红的红炭放在你的嘴唇上。
Notice that even the seraphim, the angels, by the way, seraphims means the burning one. They're the one burning. They can't even touch the coal by their hands. They have to use tongue to carry the coals.
那个萨拉福这个词的原意是一个燃烧的天使，那么即使这个燃烧的天使自己都不能去碰这个红炭，而甚至要拿一个火剪去拿这个红炭。
Can you even imagine the searing pain that would be on Isaiah's lips?
所以你可以想象那么这个以赛亚所嘴唇所遭受的这样的痛苦吗？
And certainly there's pain is involved when it comes to repentance, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我们在我们的认罪和赦免当中，那么肯定是有痛苦的。
But interestingly, Isaiah's pain isn't the focus of the story at all. Didn't even mention.
但是我们看到以赛亚的痛苦在这样的经文当中根本不是重点。Whatever
pain Isaiah may have experienced is overshadowed by the actual cleansing and healing of the uncleanness. Did you notice that?
我们有没有意识到，在以赛亚他所神所给他的这样的洁净，远远超过了他当时所 承受的痛苦。
What Isaiah and all sinners need is what this live burning coal symbolizes.
以赛亚和所有的我们这样的我们的罪人所需要的是这样的神的这样的一个红炭所带来的这样的一个
Because this
一个洁净。
Because this coal came from the sanctuary, came from the altar in the sanctuary for making sacrifice of God's people's sin.
因为这个红炭是从这样的一个祭坛上，是神敬拜神的祭坛上，是一个用神的子民来敬拜上帝的这样的祭坛当中所取下来的。
The animal used in sacrifice is made on behalf of the guilty by the innocent, which is a symbol of substitutionary atonement.
我们也知道旧约的这样的用动物在祭坛上的敬拜，乃是一个赦免的，一个代替性的这样的这个献祭。
But animals cannot take away sin. Only the ultimate Lamb of God, Jesus Christ Himself, Son of God, can.
但我们知道，不是动物没有办法来赦免我们的罪，唯有那神的羔羊自己，耶稣基督啊，他的救赎能够带给我们真正的洁净与赦免。
Only Jesus' sacrifice on the cross can remove uncleanness from His people.
只有耶稣基督在十字架上啊，他自己的牺牲。能够给他的子民带来真正的这样的洁净。
The touch that Isaiah and all sinners need, the cleansing touch.
在这样的洁净以赛亚所在这样的洁净中所得到的赦免，是所有的罪人都需要的。
Is the touch of the cross.
我们需要的是神的十字架的触摸。
Death on the cross is the painful touch that Jesus felt on our behalf.
就像以赛亚在这样的红炭的这样的触摸当中所经受的痛苦，那么耶稣基督他在十字架上所承受的也是更大的痛苦。
But it is a merciful touch to all those who trust in Him alone.
但这样的痛苦乃是神给我们的怜悯的触摸。
What symbolizes in this coal is God's righteousness and justice wrapped in God's tenderness and mercy given to us through Jesus.
这个红炭所代表的是神的圣洁与公义，包装在神自己的爱与怜悯当中赐给我们。
The desperate measure that God uses to deal with this desperate world is the death of His Son.
在这样一个一个动荡不安的年代，神所带给我们的是他自己爱子的救赎。
Our problem is that we just don't understand how desperate this measure really is.
我们的问题是我们常常没有意识到这样的一个极端的神所这个救赎的方式是何等的一个极端的方式。
Because the cross often doesn't make sense to us because we think of ourselves as decent, respectable, and confident people.
因为十字架对我们来讲，我们常常意识不到这个十字架的意义在哪里，因为我们常常觉得自己是一个不错的一个很好的一个人。
Many Christians come to church is because we want another dimension of spiritual life in our life. Just add to what we have already.
我们很多的时候来到神的教会，是因为我们需要在我们自己的所有的很多像样的东西上再加上一样属灵的一个装饰。
And when things go bad in life, we say, what's wrong with the world and why does this happen to me? We ask this.
那么如果我们看到一个不幸的事发生，我们常常问的是为什么这样的事临到我自己呢？
We have not seen the fact that we ourselves are the very sinners that has caused this problem in the world.
我们常常没有意识到我们自己常常是那些造成这个世上各样不幸的罪人之一。
How often do we say insensitive things to our spouse, to our friends, to our boss, to our friend, anyone?
我们有多经常说一些这个冒犯我们的配偶，冒犯我们的家人，冒犯我们同事和其他人的这样的言语。
And the reason that we say all these things,
我们之所以为什么说那样的话
is because we have a sinful heart and a sinful, and sinful lips.
因为我们是有那一个不洁的心和一个不洁的嘴唇。
It requires the death of God's Son to save you, to clean you.
我们需要神的儿子自己的在十字架上的受死来洁净我们。
And this can only happen through genuine worship.
这样的洁净只有在一个真正的敬拜当中才能发生。
Both corporately as well as personally.
不仅是一个团体的敬拜，也是我们个人的敬拜。
Through understanding the grace that God has given us in Christ Himself, who died for us and also raised for our resurrection.
通过能够真正的理解神是如何的借着他的爱子的受死来拯救我们啊，来到他的这个家中。
Finally, last point.
最后一点
，Worshipper with the merciful touch of forgiveness.
在这个怜悯当中，在神的这怜悯的触摸当中，我们敬拜者得到神的赦免。
Now that we have received this touch of forgiveness in worship, it requires you to be genuine worshiping the Lord. What do we do?
那么我们如果在敬拜当中有神的这样的红毯来赦免我们，那么我们该做什么呢？
It's very simple.
很简单。
God asked Isaiah, "Whom shall I send?"
那么神问以赛亚，我该差遣谁呢？
And Isaiah replied, "Here I am, send me."
以赛亚说，我在这里。
You know what?
差遣我。
This response is only possible because why? Because Isaiah has received forgiveness and understand his unworthiness before the Lord.
我们看到以赛亚其实之所以能够这样的回应，是因为神首先在他里面已经。让他经历了神自己的赦罪的恩典。
In other words, it is God who enabled Isaiah to say yes after this time of worship to serve him.
另外的话说，就是神是自己赐给了以赛亚他这样的有这样的能力来回应。
Only after having true worship, only after having true repentance, God enables sinners to serve him.
只有在经历了真正的认罪。悔改经历了真正的敬拜的时候，我们才能够来被差遣来侍奉神。
He enables sinners to say yes to him.
神能够真正让我们有这样的一个做一个罪人有这样的能力说是的。
And this power that God gives to enable Isaiah is the same power that raised Jesus from the grave.
神让以赛亚能够有这样的奉差遣的能力。也是神借着让他的儿子耶稣基督从死里复活的能力。
What a privilege that we can actually serve this holy and merciful God with His power.
那么我们能够借着在这样一个有蛮有圣洁、蛮有的恩典的神里面，能够来侍奉他，这是一个何等的特权
！With God's touch of mercy in Christ, with God's power of resurrection, we can respond to God in our worship and to serve Him by saying yes.
那么我们经历了这个在耶稣基督里经历神的怜悯的触摸，能够经历神耶稣自己他的复活的大能，也是让我们能够在他里面能够有这样的能力来经历真正的对神的敬拜和侍奉。
So, brothers and sisters, let us not take our opportunity for genuine worship of God for granted.
我们不要把我们的在神里面的对他的这样真正敬拜当做一个想当然。
Let us take our time of fellowshipping with God and honoring God lightly or with contempt. And when we come into His presence,
当我们来到神的同在当中的时候，我们不要把神的这样的圣洁和神我们在神里面经历的恩典当做平常。
Let us treasure His merciful touch of forgiveness and His power in our worship.
让我们在神里面能够把这样的神的给我们的怜悯的触摸和神的经历的他的赦罪在神里面通过的耶稣基督给我们的赦罪的能力当成宝贵。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father.
那满有圣洁、满有怜悯的天父。
We praise you for the glorious message of the gospel.
我们为神你自己的那满有荣光的福音献上我们的感恩。
You are so gracious for giving us so many opportunities to worship you in life.
你是如此的有给我们这样的恩典，能够有 这样多的机会能够 来敬拜你。
And we are sorry that we have taken it for granted so many times in our lives.
但是我们也常常把这样的敬拜当作平常的事。
We ask that through us believing in Christ in the gospel, that you will forgive us and give us your power.
我们愿意神你自己在耶稣基督的给我们这样的恩典和怜悯当中能够继续的赦免我们，赐给我们能力。
Power to serve you.Power to glorify you.
让我们用这样的能力来侍奉你，来荣耀你。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉基督的名祷告。